భాగవతం క్యాంటో 3 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 4. తత్సాధువర్యాదిశవర్మశన్నః సంరాధితో భగవాన్ యేన పుంసాం హృది స్థితే యచ్చతి భక్తి పూతే జ్ఞానం సత్వాధిగమం పురాణం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఓ గ్రేట్ సేజ్, please give me instruction on the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, so that he who is situated in the heart of everyone can be pleased to impart from within knowledge of the absolute truth in terms of the ancient Vedic principles delivered only to those who are purified by the process of devotional service. As already explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the absolute truth is realized in the three different phases, although they are one and the same in terms of knower's capacity to understand. The most capable transcendentalist is the pure devotee of the Lord, who is without any tinge of affirmative actions or philosophical speculation. By devotional service only does one's heart become completely purified from all material coverings like a karma, jnana and yoga. Only in such a purified stage does the Lord, who is seated in everyone's heart with the individual soul, give instructions so that the devotee can reach the ultimate destination of going back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10. తేషాం సతయత యుక్తానాం భజతాం ప్రీతిపూర్వకం దదామి బుద్ధియోగం తం ఏన మామపయాంతి. ఓన్లీ వెన్ ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ సటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీ డస్ హీ ఇంపార్ట్ నాలెడ్జ్ యాజ్ హీ డిడ్ ఫార్ అర్జున్ అండ్ ఉద్ధవ్. The jnanis, yogis and karmis cannot expect this direct cooperation of the Lord. They are not able to satisfy the Lord by transcendental loving service, nor do they believe in such service to the Lord. The bhakti process is as performed under the regulative principles of Vaidhi Bhakti or devotional service, following the prescribed rules and regulation, is defined by the revealed scriptures and confirmed by great acharyas. This practice can help the neophyte devotee to rise to the stage of Raga Bhakti. in which the Lord responds from within as a Chaitya Guru, or the spiritual master as super consciousness. All transcendentalists other than devotees make no distinction between the individual soul and the super soul, because they miscalculate the super consciousness and the individual consciousness to be one and the same. Such a miscalculation by the non-devotees makes them unfit to receive any direction from within, and therefore they are bereft of the direct cooperation of the Lord. After many, many births, when such a non-duality comes to senses, come to sense that Lord is worshipable and that the devotee is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord, then only can he surrender unto the Lord. Vasudev. Pure devotional service begins from that point. The process of understanding the absolute truth adopted by the misguided non-dualist is very difficult. Whereas the devotee's way of understanding the absolute truth comes directly from the Lord, who is pleased by the individual, by devotional service. On behalf of many neophyte devotees, Vidur at the very first instance inquired from Maitreya about the path of devotional service, by which the Lord, who is seated within the heart, can be pleased. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakayah Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vidamcha Namavam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashratya Deshadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advait Kadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavine Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So here, Vidoji is asking to Maitreya Rishi that please explain me, or please give me instruction in the devotional service of the Lord. And he said, because if I render that devotional service, then Lord, who is sitting in my heart as a super soul, can become pleased with me and give me the transcendental knowledge. So one more thing that we have to understand from this verse, that this transcendental knowledge can't be achieved by performing Dravya Yajna, Tapa Yajna, or Jnana Yajna. By performing Karmakanda, by cultivating knowledge, or not by practicing mystical yoga. But it gets revealed in your heart if Lord is pleased with you, if you render devotional service. So ultimate key for getting the transcendental knowledge is devotional service only. In the purport, Prabhupada says, that in the first canto, as per the capacity of knower, Lord reveals himself in disparate, different aspect. Vadanti tattvas tattvavidam tattvam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shaptate. Prabhupada says here, although they are one and the same, both are one and same, but what makes a difference? The capacity of the knower. If the knower has a capacity to know only up to the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, then Lord gets revealed to that person in the form of just light or Brahma Jyoti. And then that person, because he has that much only capacity, he thinks that ultimate realization of a God is Brahman realization. Because he can't go beyond that, he can't think beyond that. The next one, he performs tapasya. He controls his prana. By controlling his prana, he controls his mind. By controlling mind, he controls his senses. And once they are under his control, then what he does? He tries to meditate on the Lord, which is there in the heart as a Chaitya Guru. But sometimes what happens? Because of severe austerities, he may get diverted from his object and he can get the try to achieve the different perfections and he gets stuck there. But when he has a strong desire to make a further progress in a spiritual life, then Lord reveals himself as a Paramatma in his heart, as a localized Paramatma in his heart. But again, there he can't establish the loving devotional service with the Lord. But in case of a devotee, Lord reveals himself as a person. Bhagavan iti shaktate. With his full opulences, all 64 qualities, and wonderful his love for that. So, most important thing that we have to understand from this, neither by karma, neither by jnana, nor by yoga, one can attain their lordship. Prabhupada says these are the material coverings in which soul gets entangled or get covered from his real identity. Why is it so? Because karma covers him in the sense of proprietorship. Because he possesses something. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, materialistic person, to achieve something, he performs certain kind of a sacrifice, where he sacrifices his possession for the pleasure of demigods, so that after pleasing that demigods, he can achieve something of this material world. So he has abhilasha, he has a desire. Even yogi also, he performs ashtanga yoga and sometimes wants to achieve different sorts of siddhis or perfection. So again, he has a desire. That's why he's doing that. Jnani also has a desire. And what is that? He wants a liberation. And that's why Rupa Goswami Pad says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that bhakti should be anya abhilashita shunya. Jnana karmadi varjita. And it should be anukulena, Krishna anushilanam. It should be favorable to follow the footsteps of the Lord or to render devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord. So here anya abhilashita means everything which keeps you away from Krishna. Devoid of any desire for a sense gratification, if someone renders service to their Lord, their Lordship, which is known as a bhakti. And by such an unalloyed devotion, Lord gets pleased with you. And then He reveals that knowledge in your heart, through which you can understand their Lordship. Then further Prabhupada says, Jnanis, yogis and karmis, they don't get direct reciprocation with the Lord. But devotee has a direct access to the Lord because he serves their Lordship. When you serve someone, you have direct contact with him. Jnanis, yogis, karmis, they don't have that. That reciprocation is not there, the personal reciprocation. Even has connection with the God, the Lordship, but every time they have some media through which they can offer something to the Lord. But devotees, because they know the ultimate bhokta, the ultimate enjoyer is Krishna, so they try to satisfy Him by rendering direct service to Him. Then this bhakti process again has divided into two different categories. One is Vaidhi bhakti, another is Raga bhakti. So Vaidhi bhakti, Prabhupada explains here about that. The process as performed under the regulative principles given in the scriptures and promoted by acharyas. When someone follows that, then he gets elevated to the stage where he can render spontaneous service, which is known as a raga bhakti. And once you are situated in a raga bhakti, then as a chaitya guru, Lord in the heart starts reciprocating with you. Are you getting it? Unless and until one reaches to Raga Bhakti, there is no reciprocation. Sometimes some people, they come and they say, yesterday Lord came in my dream and told me that this is not good, that's it not good, this should be changed. We think that it's so easy that Lord will come in your dream and give you all this instruction? It's not that easy. Lord is not that cheap that He can reveal to any Tom, Dick, Harry without any purification. See, further Prabhupada says here, pure devotional service begins from the point where the individual soul stops miscalculating his and Lord's relation with Him. Generally, what happens? People, when they become spiritually inclined, they start thinking everyone is same. that samatva comes to the boiling point that they start thinking that Lord is also same like us. So they miscalculate, they misinterpret the philosophy. And what is the outcome of that? They get dragged themselves in the pool of ignorance, where they identify themselves as a Lord rather than Lords. But when that miscalculation goes away, and person is in clear knowledge, understands that he is the pure soul by nature and is the servant of their Lordship, there at that point, pure devotional service begins. And then Lord gives them the most important knowledge through which he can progress in his devotional service, as he has given to Arjun and Uddhavji. Both were friends, but Lord never instructed them unless and until they surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. And they ask their Lordship, please let me know what is Shreyaskara, what is important for me, what is there for the betterment of mine. And when they accepted their Lordship as spiritual master, then Lord revealed that knowledge to them. So unless and until one accepts the path of devotional service and start working on that, it will be very difficult to have the audience of their Lordship. Then one more thing that need to be understood from this chapter, this verse, is that Lord is always there with the living entity, whichever species may he go, whichever body he may have, Lord always go with him and tries to instruct him so that he can elevate in his spiritual life and can go back to their Lordship. But because of our negligence and arrogance, we don't accept that instruction, we never follow them, and that is the real cause of our suffering in this material world. And that's why here as in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna represented us and he asked questions to their Lordship. And in answer to that question, Lord has given the whole knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So in the same way, now here Vidurji is asking on behalf of us to Maitreya Rishi. There's no need for Vidurji to ask this question, what is devotional service and what are the process through which we can achieve that. But he did it for our betterment, so that we should get this knowledge properly and systematically and methodically from the previous acharyas who has followed that principle in their lives. So, does it make some sense that what we are reading?
Well, it does. I haven't heard it mentioned this way. It seems that one is pride and one is humility.
What is the pride and what is the humility?
The approach to the Lord. The pride is, look at me and what I bring to this. And the humility is, look at the Lord and what he gives to me.
Say it again.
Pride is when I think I can make it happen, and humility is when I realize, no, I can't. The Lord can make it happen.
Yes, you got the essence, actually. Sometimes what happens, you know, we read so much. We hear a lot. But rather than contemplating, we are just gathering the data, information. And when you have to speak it about that, what happens? Because you don't have given thought on that, you have not pondered on that, the contemplation has not happened. So it becomes difficult for you to express that thing. And sometimes they misrepresent the philosophy. Just recently, a month or 2 months ago, we had some discussion somewhere. And one devotee, he said that, you know, we can do devotional service, or especially in this age of Kali, how we have got chance to render service to the Lord, how we can perform this devotional service. So they said that, oh, it's because of our Sukruti in previous life. Punya or pious activities that we have done in previous life, that has forced us to take up devotional service. Second thing, that it's my own endeavor that I am doing it now, that has brought me into devotional service. But the real thing that you have to understand, what has brought you in the devotional service, especially in this age of Akali, is the causeless mercy of the Lord. You have not come to devotional service by your Atma Bala, by your own strength, by own power, but you have come to devotional service on a Karunya Bala. Karunya Bala means power of Lord's mercy. That has brought us and kept us in the devotional service. That we have to understand. And this is same what you have said. You phrased it nicely. One is pride and one is humility. So when you think about the Karunya Bala, there is a humility in heart. You think, I'm disqualified to have it. I'm so insignificant in this whole creation. How I got such a wonderful chance? So here you are showing your humility as well as gratitude toward the Lord, that by His mercy you are able to perform this devotion. And other side, oh, it's my pride. Maybe in my previous life I have done so many punyas, so I have came here now. Or maybe because of right now I'm doing so much, I'm putting so much of my effort, so I have come to spiritual life. Actually, very nicely, Shripad Ramanujacharya has explained about this. Marjara and Markata. Lord devotees, they are like Marjara, cat and kitten. Kitten is always get protected by cat. What he does? When the small kitten is not able to walk a lot, then cat catches that kitten in his mouth or in her mouth and carries from one place to another. Does that kitten resist for that, or he just gives up on that cat? And the other way of interpretation is that monkey. Have you seen these small baby monkeys and monkeys, they are playing around and suddenly they see some danger is there. Then what happens? The big monkey starts running. Then the small baby monkey that comes, that goes and jumps on the body of that mother monkey and catch holds that monkey. She never catch hold that monkey, but the baby monkey always catch holds that monkey. So sometimes while jumping, because of a less strength, that baby monkey falls down. So which one is the better one? To seek protection or to get rid of a danger? Like a marjara, like a cat, or like a monkey? Best way is always marjara. Consider, oh my Lord, I am yours. There is humility. Oh my Lord, I am yours. please look at me. And the other way is, you are mine. So whom here is prominent? Me, because you are mine. I am possessing you. And the other sense, you are my owner, I am yours. So which is the best way to reciprocate? Because you are catching someone's hand and someone is catching your hand. Which is the safe way? Yes. Because you know that person is very powerful. If he catch hold my hand, he will not leave it. But I don't have that much power. If something comes, I may slip. So, the best way to accept the Lordship in our life, through humility. So you are safe in all your endeavors. And that's what it is happening here. Vidurji, even though he was a very great devotee, but with a saushilya, with gently and generously, he is approaching to Maitreya Rishi so that he can get that knowledge. If you bend down, you are safe and always get a lot than remaining strut. Huh? You are always relaxed. So from this we can understand that Lord is always there in our heart, but he never reciprocates with us unless and until we pay proper attention to him. And to pay that proper attention, you should follow first Vaidhi Marga, Vidhi Marga, which following the rules and regulations, chanting your stipulated rounds of chanting, offering different services to the dear Lordship, so that we can get purified. And once you get purified, Lord says, Esham Tandagatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmana Te Dvandva Moha Nirmukta Bhajate Mamananjana. When once get purified from the sins and becomes punyavan and gets rid of the dualities of the material world, then he is able to render devotional service to the Lord. So we have to go far away. There's a long way for us to go. Let's try, discuss and contemplate on this. Then it becomes very easy to render devotional service. Hare Krishna. So, Panditji, any comment? Hare Krishna.